here for a reason. Breaking down the Brotherhood, one prayer at a time. Right on, right on, right on. Right on Radio.
For continuous coverage, the latest information, separate fact from opinion. Get the truth.
Get the news.
You're listening to Right on Radio. You are here for a reason.
Yes, indeed, you are here for a reason. Welcome to Right on Radio. My name is Jeff. I'm the host of the show. The tagline of the show is live right in the real world, where we show you the real world, both visible and invisible, and you decide how you want to live in it. It seems that all of the pieces are coming together, folks. And I believe we're starting to get a vision of what is going to happen in the next little while. This show was inspired by a video that I saw. David Nino Rodriguez interviewed Juan O'Savin, and the title of the interview was How Trump Returns. It got my attention. I first skimmed through it, and I landed on a couple key moments and ended up watching the video in its entirety. And there's some important things that were said. Now, whether you believe Juan is a good guy or is a bad guy, it really does not matter. You see, Juan has been accurate on some things so far, and Juan controls the narrative on a multitude of podcasts. Juan, in his own right, again, doesn't matter good or bad, whatever you decide, is a psychological operation to some extent. Maybe it's to comfort you, maybe it's for something else. I'm not going to be the judge of that, although he does, you know, hide his face and things like that, which adds some suspicion, but maybe he's such an important player as portrayed. I don't know. So I'm going to be focusing on some of the things he said, but I'm not going to be focusing only on his material. Believe me, where this show goes, it's going to tie in a lot of things. Even back to our alchemy series, believe it or not, all that glitters is gold, folks. And this is really going to be part one. What I have planned for Thursday, Lord permitting, I think will really tie things in. So between these two shows, you're going to be armed with a lot of stuff. And I'm also going to be talking about a little bit of Bible references. I'm not going to read a lot of the Bible to you today. In fact, I'll just really encapsulate the stories that are involved, and they're very important in how they're going to play out in this. Much like I just said, Juan is a psychological operation. Somehow he is, because he is controlling a narrative. So is Q. And whether you believe Q is good or Q is bad, it does not matter. It is a psychological operation, and it is feeding into the programming of a good number of people. And it's, of course, famously part of this Great Awakening. If you followed the show for some time, you'll know that the Great Awakening actually, you know, in more recent history comes from Theosophy, which is the religion of the United Nations, which really wants to bring in a one world religion, one world government. Now Q is portrayed in a different way. It's portrayed as the Christian right. That's important for this talk today. And I think you're just going to be surprised where this goes, folks. I'm going to start off with a video. It's a, like one of these Q type videos. It's 11 minutes long. But there's a couple key things said in this video that I will pick up on at the end of it. And then we're going to discuss some of the other content that I have. And right before I do, last Thursday, I did something like a, you know, mushrooms for Gina in the Philippines. And I want to thank all of you who contributed. I was going to show a screenshot, but then I realized you're going to see everyone's names put up there. And, you know, although most people have handles on social media, I'm just going to list off all of the donors so you can know that your donation was received. And I'm going to give you the totals. So I want to thank the following people: Karen, Lisa, Nancy, Mirko, Kathleen, Wendy, Densko, Carmen, and Peter. And I really thank you from the bottom of my heart. The total came up to $445. So God bless each and every one of you. So it actually calculated to $600 in Canadian funds. That's the way it came in. So I rounded it off to $445. God bless each and every one of you. The medications are on their way. They were delivered Friday, and someone is carrying them to the Philippines. You know, actually, they might have even arrived. I haven't checked the email yet. So I'm going to get into this video. And right at the beginning of the video, there is something typed, which I believe indicates who created this compilation video that you're going to see and hear. For those of you listening on Podbean, I'm just going to read the first screen. You're going to know most of the voices. It's JFK Jr., or sorry, no, JFK Senior, and there's a couple other voices in here that you're just going to recognize for the most part. There is one person who does some pretty major speaking, and Steve Bannon has a pretty major shot in this when he's spewing out some red meat from stage. But here's what the opening screen says in the video. Rest in peace, Mr. President JFK. Through your wisdom and strength since your tragic death, patriots have planned, installed, and by the grace of God, this is important, and by the grace of God, activated the beam of light. We will forever remember your sacrifice. May you look down from above and continue to guide us as we ring the bell of freedom and destroy those who wish to sacrifice our children, our way of life, our world, we the people. Prayer said every single day in the OO. So I'm assuming that is in the Oval Office. And it says JFK Secret Societies. I'm assuming that is who created it, and where we go one, where we go all. If you were listening closely to that statement, there's a couple things that might have stood out. By the grace of God, activated your beam of light. May you continue to guide us. So it's kind of like praying to the dead, folks. So that's not biblical. And if you're new to this channel, I believe the 66 books of the Bible are the inspired word of God. And although we might refer to Enoch and things like that sometimes, it is not part of the canonized Bible. And it is my belief and the belief of most of this community that if God can create the heavens and the earth, he can keep a book together, folks. I'm not going to be fooled by the hidden books that get discovered and show you how to ascend in light and love. No, that's not what Jesus said. Not at all. And it's important to know the NAR has a big part in this, and We're going to get into some gnarly stuff. That's the New Apostolic Reformation, also known as the Latter Rain movement, Word of Faith movement, all of these fake denominations that twist the Word of God for their own gain. So without further ado, let me present this video to you. As I said, it is 11 minutes, and then we're going to get into some really deep intel, which I think is going to affect your walk.
This sounds like political presidential talk to me. And I know people have talked to you about whether or not you want to run. Would you ever?
Probably not. But, you know, I just probably wouldn't do it, Oprah. I probably wouldn't. But I do get tired of seeing what's happening with this country. And if it got so bad, I would never want to rule it out totally.
Who are the White Hats officially?
Okay, this goes back to the Q movement. Kicked off shortly after Kennedy's death, JFK's death in 63, so it's been on for 60 years.
The torch has been passed to a new generation of Americans. In your hands, my fellow citizens, more than mine, will rest the final success or failure of our cause.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy.
Now the trumpet summons us again. They call to bear the burden of a long twilight struggle, a struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny.
Today, no war has been declared. And however fierce the struggle may be, it may never be declared in the traditional fashion.
In the long history of the world, only a few generations have been granted the role of defending freedom in its hour of maximum danger. All this will not be finished in the first 100 days, nor will it be finished in the first 1,000 days, nor in the life of this administration, nor on this planet, but let us begin. We'll light our country and all who serve it. And the glow from that fire can truly light the world.
As a group of military officers, it determined that if a president could be assassinated, they're in bad shape. And so slowly they started to build up a team of senior officers who decided that something had to happen. Now, they, at some point, they're looking at options, as all military officers do when they're planning. And they don't say right and wrong. When they do a plan, they work out what's workable and what's not. Is this workable? Yes. Is this workable? Yes. Is this workable? Yes. Is this workable? So they're looking at workable options to save the United States. One of the options was a military coup d'etat. Literally, just take it over, clean up the filth, and then hand it back to the people. That was rejected, when we were looking at it in Australia before we even knew about White Hats. We determined that coup d'etat or a violent uprising would create such a wound that it would never be healed, and that's if it succeeded. And if it didn't succeed, then it would give the Black Hats every opportunity to do what they wanted to do, because the people just didn't believe it. They don't believe it now. After all that's occurred, the people still don't believe there's something odd going on. And so they decided to penetrate the institutions, the universities, the schools, the media, the unions, business, the politics, the judiciary, the constabulary, the military. That's what they did. They penetrated the lot. And so they grew and grew, and they worked undercover, and some had to go work undercover, and undercover is a dirty business because you do the dirty things with dirty people to prove your bona fides. And it's based largely on Marines and Navy. And there are somewhere between 200 and 300 flag-ranking officers, which is general rank, Marines and Navy, and other services too, but it's strongly based on the Marines and the Navy. And they've been working behind the scenes to penetrate, understand, and then when the time came, begin to undermine the black hats, the deep state. So that's what it is. That's what Q is.
We're putting together an army to take on this cultural Marxist and economic Marxist war that had been declared a long time ago.
And so the American people decided to take over the idea of information, and they did it through social media.
And this last counteroffensive started the year before Trump was elected.
With this strategy, we are calling for a great reawakening of America.
And when there's two or three hundred generals and admirals, that doesn't mean 200 or 300 people. Each one of those people controls a large swathe of capability, if that makes sense.
We have over 200 generals and admirals supporting us.
And so that means you've got large amounts. And so it's taking time to select the right people that are trustworthy, because undercover work is hugely risky. And that's who it is. That's who's actually doing it. And these guys are just good soldiers that know what's right and what's wrong, what's lawful, what's not. And that's why they have pursued this in a completely lawful way. You can read the Law of War, and that's the rule they're following. And so they recruited Trump, the Q movement, the generals and admirals recruited Trump. You're going to become president, but you have to win it legitimately. We can't place you in there. You've got to win it. And once you're in, here's the plan. And Trump had a look at it, and he said, okay, let's go.
In my former life, I was an insider. Now I'm being punished for leaving the special club. I knew this day would arrive. It's only a question of when. This is not simply another four-year election. Nobody knows the system better than me. I have seen firsthand how the system is rigged against our citizens. This is a conspiracy against you, the American people.
So it's a delicate game they've been playing. So that's what's been going on. And we can say that because the people don't want to believe it, don't want to believe it, and they never will, and that's fine. And the rest of us know this is the truth. And so I hope that answers your question. It's been a long, slow journey in the process. There are forces at play beyond your comprehension. They have this in hand, but you must still do what's required. You've got to step up when you've got to step up. You're going to do what you're going to do. It is incumbent upon each and every one of you watching this to understand that you must take a leading role.
This is a struggle for the survival of our nation. Believe me. And this will be our last chance to save it. Join me in taking back our country.
The movement that has ascended.
So this is real. Whether you want to believe it or not, not you, but people want to believe it or not, that's fine. It doesn't really matter. It's moving ahead. And when they say nothing can stop what's coming, nothing can stop what's coming. The forces at play are beyond the Masonic filth's comprehension. What's coming? You'll either survive it or break you in half, and I mean that quite sincerely. So toughen up, princesses out there.
I know that this is a challenging time for all Americans. We're enduring a great national trial, and we will prove that we can meet the moment.
The biggest problem is from within. It's these sick, radical people.
One of the important factors of the pause is that we see how bad they've done. Everybody sees that it will be much easier for us to do what has to be done.
2024 is our final battle. The stakes in this election could not be higher. We will finish the job once and for all.
What do you mean exactly when you say this is the end of the end?
This is the final phase of the operation.
There is a storm on the horizon.
When I get back into the Oval Office, we will totally obliterate the rest of the deep state. We're going into every alpha. We're going to CIA, the FBI, the DNI, the SCIA, all of them. And we're going to release every single person that either trafficked people or looked the other way to traffic people. We're going to put it all out for the American people. All of it. Yeah, they have to understand something. We're going to hit you with a blowtorch. Okay? No more games. We're going to hit you with a blowtorch.
That blowtorch, we're going to not just deconstruct it, we're going to rip it apart.
We're going to take the administrative state and we're going to take the deep state. And those of you we don't take to trial and put in prison, we're going to get rid of the rest of you.
We're not just going to change policy. We're going to start by bottom blowing personnel. And for every person in there today, you've got time enough to come forward as a whistleblower. If you don't come forward by high noon on the 20th of January, you're guilty.
We have it all. All of the illicit wealth in the world has been tracked by the National Security Agency for the past 15 years. We have every single one of you by the balls. You cannot survive this. You have one out. The Truth and Reconciliation out is make the deal, motherfucker, or you are going to die.
There really is a plan. It is a far bigger plan than just the United States.
Together we are determined to defend and preserve government of the people, by the people, and for the people. And I say this, despite all that's happened, the best is yet to come.
Trust the plan. Trust and know there are a large group of people working on that plan, and they have every intention of making that plan come to complete fruition.
Our Independence Day is at hand.
There was a lot of key things said in that video, and I believe the intel is coming together, whether the makers of the video agree or not. By the way, it was well done. Congratulations. And the name of the video was There Is a Plan 3. So There Is a Plan 3, if you want to search for that. The Australian guy, I believe his name is Bosey, and he's an ex-Special Forces guy who did the narration at the beginning. And you'll notice that he got to a part where it says, you know, you are part of the plan, and you're going to have to stand up. And it seems that that is part of this whole thing. I'm going to suggest to you that the timing of these events, and this is just me putting it together, nothing prophetic, nothing, just common logic and deduction, largely based on Trump saying he would be back in office within 5 months. That was, I think, in October, something like that. Anyways, it puts it the end of February into March, and some people are kind of banking on March. But I've been looking at a lot of different intel. I've been looking at what other people are posting, in particular the big accounts, because the big accounts are controlled and contrived, folks. A lot of them are. They are part of the information war. Don't just think that they're just regular people, because they're not. But getting into what Trump said, Juan O'Savin said, and you're welcome. I'm going to encapsulate what he said in just a few minutes. The first real notable thing that he said was, you know, in Trump's first term, he couldn't get a lot of stuff done because he had to play ball with Congress. He could only get in, you know, A.G. Barr, he had to get in people who Congress would pass and stuff like that. So, it became part of the exposure, obviously, I think was the inference. But he had to play ball with the state before this time. And the inference is that Trump is going to come back as king, essentially, where he does not have to go through Congress to get approvals, go through the administrative state to get things because of a wartime condition. So this is basically what Juan is saying and how Trump comes back. It was also notable in the interview, he was saying, you know, Trump before, you know, and he never conceded, that was important, but Trump, you know, considered signing Insurrection Act because of the foreign interference in the election and everything else. But the people behind the plan, I guess the military ops or whoever they're referring to, they said they gamed it all out and they said it would probably lead to a civil war. So it had to go this way. Now, hold on to that. Hold on to that. They didn't want civil war. They didn't want Americans killing Americans. So then, a few minutes later, he says that all of the one of the most brilliant moves that Trump did was when he went to do a walkthrough in Siam Mountain. And, you know, the military headquarters and different infrastructure. And that's where the nuclear codes are kept and stuff like that. Essentially, he locked down that mountain. And the way that the United States military, and it's pretty incredible that someone would be saying this out loud, but I'm just repeating it because it's out there. If there is some kind of a wartime event, and he says, you know, this near-death experience, and those are keywords, you know, in Fritz Meyer's book, it says near-death experience is a trigger word for programmed individuals. I don't know if Juan's doing that on purpose or even if it's true, just kind of an interesting note, and thank you to the listener who pointed that out to me yesterday. But if there is a nuclear threat, a Cuban missile crisis type of event, then all of the command and control, the data routing will go through the secure locations and it will bypass the parts of the military that are not in on the so-called plan. And again, I'm hoping to have a specific guest. Otherwise, I'm just going to report. But when I Thursday show, I think I'm going to be able to describe what that event looks like to you. And I'm based on the reporting that I have seen, it is the most likely. In fact, they're telling you this is the way it's going to go. It's not necessarily going to be nuclear bombs, but there's going to be something. Actually, you know what? I don't want to just be a tease. I'll give you a clue right now. Go to empshield.com and use coupon code ROR to save $50 in addition to any other discounts offered. It is a surge protector for your home, for your car. So in the event of an EMP cyber attack or something else, your electronics, when power is restored, either through a generator or some other means, they will work. They will not be fried. Go to empshield.com and use coupon code ROR. So there's a couple things that he really got, and Nino pressed on him, but, you know, I wanted to do some sound clips, as I said, with Juan Olsaven, but his answers are 10 minutes long, intentionally, and he bounces back and forth and paints pictures and gives little stories, so he's very difficult to sound clip without playing something in its entirety, and that's purposeful, folks. I guarantee you it's purposeful. He's good at it. But when he was hard pressed by Nino, essentially what Juan O'Savin said was, you've seen all the people coming across the border. They keep saying military aged men. And I've been saying this for a couple of years now, folks. I've been saying a lot of the things that seem to be coming to fruition. I'm not trying to pat myself on the back. It just, you know, for some reason, the Lord's letting me put puzzle pieces together and been giving me things ahead of everyone else, including what we're going to talk about before the conclusion of this. He basically said that there will be a war on American soil, and it will be tipped off by this key event, which brings Trump back into the commander-in-chief position, wartime president. Now, there's also evidence that something like this is going to play out, because if you watch the mainstream media, they are in panic mode now. They're saying that Trump is going to come back as a king. He's going to lock us all up. He's going to do this. He's going to do that. So they see something like this coming. And that's why, like, they really are. I could have played you. I probably could have got some clips for you, but hopefully you've seen some of them by now. So there is evidence on both sides that a scenario like this is going to play out. The scary part of it is, and Juan has been consistently saying, that you're probably going to lose about 14 American cities. And when he says lose, it doesn't mean they're going to be not part of the country. And by the way, they're not all Democratic. Definitely, I personally worry for places like Texas and Florida, because a lot of people have moved into those locations for the last couple of years, and both areas are very susceptible to weather warfare, things like that. Folks, there's a lot of stuff happening, and essentially what he was saying is during this event that American citizens are going to have to get up and fight. That's the time. And when he was pressed on it, he said what the playbook was. And he said that the playbook was the book of Esther, which is the 17th book of the Bible, by the way. Now, I have covered Esther on this program before. I was focused on Purim, what is the holiday, and that was about 2.5 years ago, and why it's important. So let me tell you why it's important and where I see this thing going. Now, he downplayed it a little bit. He says, it could be just like patriots standing guard and saying, don't come into our subdivision, you know, or something like that. But then after he downplayed it, he says, you know, and if you and I survive, God's grace on us, if we survive. And he said, it has to be a God moment. He says, it has to be a God moment. And I just couldn't help but remembering, you know, didn't we just do the temptations of Jesus on Sunday? And Jesus says, do not tempt the Lord your God. Yeah, he did say that. So it's interesting that they gamed out, they didn't want civil war, but there's going to be war on American soil. But I guess who are the patriots killing? That is the question. Now, it could be all the illegals. So do you think God would just endorse the going and killing of what, maybe the 15, 20 million people who've stuck across the border? I don't know. I don't know if that's the inference or not. But when he said Esther is the playbook, without giving the entire book of Esther, and it's a short read, it's 10 chapters, but essentially there was a bad dude named Haman, and he was calling for the king, a pagan king, it was the Medo-Persian silver empire. If you've been following the Bible studies and the alchemy series, the silver empire. And they were going to, this guy Haman had gone to the king. The king was easily convinced. They put out a declaration that on a certain day, I think it was the 13th day of the 12th month, that it would be legal for the extermination of all of the Hebrew Jews. So the extermination went out by the king's decree, and the king had one of the largest kingdoms in the world. It basically went from Asia to Africa and Europe, and you know, it was a massive, like 126 or 135 different like country states, kingdoms he ruled over. So the couriers went out, and there was, you know, probably a couple months in advance saying, hey, on this day, it's legal to kill the Jews. Now, the king's beautiful wife, Esther, approached the king. She risked her life to do it. She was a Hebrew herself, and she approached the king, and God orchestrated all kinds of things through her uncle Mordecai and things like that, and he decided to honor Mordecai and honor the queen's request. But the king had already sent out this command saying that you could kill the Hebrews. And he could not retract it, because that was, a king could not admit to being wrong. So the king put out a second decree to all the Hebrews saying, you can defend yourself and slaughter your enemies on that day. So both sides are ready to go to war. But then something else happened. Another decree went out, and the pagans who were going to go after the Hebrews did not get it. And that was that the king extended the war for another day. And essentially, the enemies of the Hebrews, a lot of people formed alliances with the Hebrews, the Jews, at the time, and they took out the pagan enemies, the people who were not with them and who were against them. So if that is the plan going forward, when this event happens, and yes, I expect it's going to go dark. Yes, I expect it's going to be catastrophic, folks. It's going to be so many things at once. It's going to be overwhelming. And I'm going to bring forward evidence to support that. This is when there's going to be bloodshed on the streets if this plan goes forward. So there's an assumption in this plan that there's God's people are going to rise up, and then it's God's nation, because that's the patriotic movement thing. And it's going to be legal for massacre. Oh, I know there's a whole bunch of patriots going, hoorah! You know what? And God has ordered massacres in the past. Let's face it, there's a real biblical history. And most of the times, like when he sent them in to kill the Canaanites and stuff like that, they were doing child sacrifice and different things. But there's an assumption that God is on our side. Maybe he is. As a Christian, I feel just in defending my home. I would not be going out and hunting people down, folks. That blood spilled into soil is only gives energy to the enemy, the principalities, folks. I pray that it doesn't go this way, but here's the scariest thing. If you've been following on social media and you've been following podcasts for a while in this movement, going back to Dark to Light, folks, people who were, you know, good Christian boys and girls in the beginning of the movement who gained your trust off the front end flipped. They flipped the script. And there's a number of them. And you know that because now they're talking about the divine feminine, Christ consciousness, love and light, ascension, vibration, all those things. And it's rampant in the church as well. And that's why I bring up the NAR thing. And if you caught the Mass Deception series, there was a particular part. I didn't spend enough time on it. I probably will have to go back on it. But I did something on what's called Joel's Army and the Manifest Sons of God doctrine, where these people believe they will be given superpowers and they're going to be anointed from God to go out and slay anyone who's not with them. And by the way, have you heard some of these influencers saying, hey, don't slow down the ascension, man, by sticking to your Bible? Does this help fulfill Jesus's words in Matthew 24? Where, you know, your neighbor, your friend, your brother, your sister will kill you in the name of God. A lot of people will use these scriptures, and I'm just going to read from Joel in the Old Testament, and they're relating it to today, folks. Joel chapter 2, verse 18. Then the Lord will be zealous for his land, and he will have compassion for his people. The Lord will answer and say to his people, behold, I am going to send you grain, new wine, new oil, and you will be satisfied in full with them. And I will never again make you a disgrace among nations, but I will remove the northern army far from you, and I will drive it into a dry, desolate land. Do not fear the land. Shout for rejoice. Listen, these people think they're going to be able to kill in God's name. And it sounds like there's going to be permission. It's going to be made legal. If the book of Esther is their playbook, and that's what his words are. And then when you put together the things in that Q video and the things that have been said in Q, nothing can stop what's coming. They won't be able to walk down the street. Well, it might not only be the Satanists and the pedophiles, folks. That's the dark side going down so the false light can come up, because the whole world has seen how bad it is. And not everyone knows about the satanic pedophilia stuff and all that. And they don't know about the dumbs. They don't know about reptilians or whatever things there are. But some of these things will be brought out, just as Bannon said. And Bannon's not a good guy, by the way. He's not a good guy. Do your own research on that. I probably will never do a show on it, but I don't have time to do a show on every bad guy, because it's most. But that is the way that is being said, that Trump will come into power, and it's going to be quite a moment. And in my prediction, if all the timelines add up, and even Joe Biden, before coming into office, said, dark winter. I think we're there, folks. Hey, I appreciate all the support for the show. If you want to support the show, there's links in the description. And don't forget, these mushrooms, man, they're making a big difference in people's lives. And the cookies are absolutely delicious. So you can give them to your kids, stuff like that. Go to ror.petclub247.com. Don't forget to leave a comment if you don't mind, and hit that thumbs up. I really do like to hear from you. I get worried when there's no comments. You know, it's like, why am I doing this? I get no feedback. I don't know. Is it good? Is it bad? I don't care. You can say harsh things to me. I can take it. One of my favorite sayings of old. Hey, I've been called worse by better. Hey, in the meantime, remember, love your God, love your family, love your neighbor as yourself. Even in the midst of an event, folks, love your neighbor as yourself and make a difference in your community.